So it is Veterans Day. We wanted to hear from the men and women who've served this country. So let's do that now with Here Now's Alex Ashlock.
Living veterans honored the dead at the Massachusetts National Cemetery a few days before Veterans Day. They came to help out with an event called Operation Flags for Vets.
We owe them a debt of gratitude that we can never fully pay. But we can do something simple. We can honor each and every one of them with a flag on their graves, and that we will do today.
That's Paul Monty. He started Operation Flags for Vets after his son Jared was buried in the cemetery. Jared Monty was killed in Afghanistan in 2006, trying to rescue a wounded fellow soldier. For that action, he was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. And now, because of his dad, hundreds of volunteers come to place the flags that are flying above the graves there today.
Yeah, I have my six. I'm just helping.
Okay. I'm going to give you 11.
The flags are stored in plastic bins, which are loaded into pickup trucks that drive them out to the various sections of the cemetery.
Yep, 13.
There are more than 20 million veterans in the United States today. And last Saturday, I met men and women who have served in conflicts dating back to World War II. They talked about service, the sacrifice of their families, because many vets have spouses buried in this cemetery. Neil Harris was active duty Navy during the Vietnam War.
The country is awakening to the veterans, particularly with the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans coming back so severely wounded. Whenever I'm in an airport now and veterans come through in uniform, everyone steps aside and applauds and shows their appreciation for the veterans. But that wasn't always the way, particularly after Vietnam.
A man named Jock Mark was sitting on a bench waiting for the flags to be unloaded so he could help out. Mark served in Korea, training South Korean troops to toss hand grenades. And for him, this cemetery visit was personal.
My wife is buried here in Section E, and I thought I'd give this a try and see how it works out. I'm 85, so I don't know how much bending over I can do, but I'll give it a try.
Every veteran has a story, and the story Jacques Marc tells is striking. He joined the Army because that helped him become an American citizen.
My father was an Englishman, and he was shot by the Gestapo. My mother died of childbirth. And I was rescued by an American social worker who brought me to this country in 1947. Here I am.
I met another Korean War veteran who also came to the cemetery to place a flag on his wife's grave. His name is Henry Bila.
I've been coming for the last few years, coming up and doing it for the holidays and, of course, for the other veterans that had served here and their wives that committed themselves, you know, to take care of their husbands and their families back home. So it's an honor.
Bila was stationed at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia during the Korean conflict. And like so many Americans from that generation, his family was touched by an earlier war. Five Bila brothers fought in World War II, and one of them, 21-year-old Max Bila, was killed in combat. Dozens of veterans rode their motorcycles to the cemetery on Saturday. Brian Field joined the Army and fought in Iraq in 2003 and 2004.
I think that because of those small percentage volunteer to protect this country, I think that the rest of the people that haven't volunteered, the rest of the population should support the veterans.
Of the nation's more than 20 million veterans, around 2 million are women. One of them is 93-year-old Eileen Marullo. She was in the Army and served as a physical therapist at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, working with soldiers who had lost limbs during World War II.
Heart-wrenching, but you could never let the men see that. Otherwise, it would make them feel worse than they are, than they were. So you just had to be as cheerful as you could and honest as you could. And they were so brave, such wonderful, wonderful men.
Before I left the cemetery last Saturday, I walked over to Section 11. That's where Jared Monty is buried. You may have heard the story about how his father, Paul, the man who founded Operation Flags for Vets, started driving Jared's old Dodge pickup truck after his son was killed in Afghanistan. Well, on this day, parked near Jared's grave, was another pickup truck. And the stereo was playing the song inspired by the Monty story. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashley.
And you're listening to Here and Now,